WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Stoic Way. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, sometimes life feels like a constant tug of war between work, family, friends, that ever-growing to-do list. It's enough to make anyone want to pull their hair out. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon to navigating this crazy world with more ease and grace? It's something the ancient Stoics mastered centuries ago, and trust me, it's more relevant than ever today. We're talking about setting healthy boundaries. Yep, those invisible lines that define our limits and protect our well-being. Now, I know what you're thinking. Boundaries? Isn't that a little stiff? Not at all. It's less about erecting walls and more about creating a clear sense of self-respect and ensuring we invest our energy where it truly matters. Think of it like this. Your time, energy, and emotions are precious resources. Just like any valuable commodity, you wouldn't want them depleted or mishandled. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you level up your boundary setting game. First off, recognize the power of no. It's not a dirty word, folks. Saying no is an act of self-care, a way to prioritize your needs and avoid burnout. Ever felt overwhelmed by requests, commitments piling up, and that nagging feeling you're stretched too thin? Learning to say no gracefully can be a game changer. It doesn't have to be harsh or confrontational. Sometimes a simple, thank you for thinking of me, but I'm fully booked at the moment, is all it takes. Next up, define your non-negotiables. What are those things that truly matter to you? Your values, passions, mental well-being, these are your deal breakers. Once you identify them, it becomes easier to say no to anything that compromises those core elements. It's like having a personal compass guiding you towards what truly aligns with your authentic self. Communication is key. Think of boundaries as fences, and clear communication is the sturdy gatepost that keeps everything in order. Explain your needs and expectations calmly and respectfully. Don't assume people will automatically understand. Sometimes we need to spell things out. Remember, healthy boundaries foster open and honest relationships. Consistency is crucial. It's like training a muscle. Setting boundaries takes practice. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Be patient with yourself, and don't get discouraged if you stumble occasionally. Just remember to course correct and keep striving for that balance. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can sometimes feel uncomfortable or even challenging, especially when you're used to putting others' needs first. Remember, it's not selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Treat yourself with the same care and understanding you would offer a close friend. Think about that time you were juggling too many projects, feeling constantly stressed, and finally reached your breaking point. Maybe you missed a deadline, snapped at a loved one, or just felt completely drained. That's where unhealthy boundaries come in. They leave us vulnerable to overwhelm and resentment. But what if you had set some healthy limits earlier on? Imagine politely declining that extra project, prioritizing self-care time, or communicating your needs more clearly. It could have made a world of difference. Remember, boundaries aren't meant to isolate us. They're designed to protect our energy so we can show up as our best selves in all areas of life. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, experiment with different boundaries, and see how it changes your experience. Don't be afraid to say no more often, communicate your needs clearly, and prioritize your well-being. Trust me, your future self will thank you. And don't forget, join the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts, experiences, and questions using hashtag The Stoic Way. Together, let's build a community of empowered individuals who are living their best lives with clarity, intention, and a whole lot of Stoic wisdom. See you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.